Good evening. This is your RTL Today news, sports and weather. For Monday, the 17th of November, I'm John Baker. A police patrol was dispatched on Sunday evening having received reports that a man had been injured in the leg with a knife near a bar in Differdange. Both the injured man and his attacker were located. Emergency services treated the victim while officers confiscated the knife and took the attacker, who had consumed a vast amount of alcohol, into custody. Following a meeting with Finance Minister Gilles Roth, the General Confederation of Civil Servants is calling for improvements to the government's proposed tax reform. In a press release, the CGFP stressed that the planned move toward individual taxation should not result in a heavier financial burden for any household. Married couples with only one income, or where one partner contributes more than three quarters of the household income, could particularly be affected, the union warned. The left has issued an appeal for an update in structural measures to combat Luxembourg's gender pay gap. From today until the end of the year, women in Luxembourg are effectively working without pay, at least from a statistical standpoint. Although women's hourly wages are on average slightly higher than men's, the overall gender pay gap still amounts to 13.9% when calculated across the entire year. In international news, a Bangladeshi court has today sentenced the former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to be hanged for crimes against humanity after she ordered a crackdown against a student-led uprising last year which claimed the lives of 1,400 people. Cheers broke out in the packed court as the judge read out the verdict, although Hasina, who is 78, was not present, having defied court orders that she return from India to attend the trial. And finally, leftist candidate Jeannette Jara and far-right leader José Antonio Kast will go head-to-head in Chile's presidential runoff after topping the first round of voting in an election dominated by fears of violent crime. With 99% of the results from Sunday's poll counted, Jara, a 51-year-old communist running on behalf of an eight-party coalition, won 26.85% of votes against 23.93% for Kast, the Serval Electoral said. And over to sports now, and Rugby Chiefs have today officially launched the Nations Championship, a global competition featuring 12 of the strongest teams that will crown a winning nation and decide the sport's dominant hemisphere. Organisers said that the new biennial tournament signalled a watershed moment for rugby union, which had been years in the making and would transform the two existing international playing windows in July and November and will start next summer. The 10th edition of the Luxembourg Tennis Federation Masters Tournament saw Laura Correa and Alex Knaff each claim their first singles titles after straight sets victories in tightly contested finals. And finally, in the sports, former Paris Saint-Germain women's footballer Kira Hamri has filed a €3.5 million claim against the club, alleging that she was forced out after she was brutally attacked with an iron bar in November 2021. After the attack, for which her teammate Aminata Diallo was charged with instigation, Hamri was allegedly the victim of moral harassment by some of PSG's players. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It has been a real mixed bag weather-wise today, with heavy showers intermingled with beautiful sunshine. Northerly winds have brought a cold front and we are currently at a chilly 2 degrees Celsius, which will cool further as we move into the evening.